Dizzy Yuppie Special Features.
Magandang umaga! This is Dizzy Yuppie Special Features. Ako muli si Gian Librojo. Samahan kaming pahinggan muli ang Nuclear Energy Forum, Considerations and Essential Information na ginanap noong August 22, 2017. Pahinggan po natin ang mga tanumpati ni na UP College of Engineering Dean Dr. Rosalinda De Leon, Department of Energy o DOE Undersecretary Donato Marcos, Senator Sherwin Gatchalian at DOE Undersecretary Wimpy Fuentebella kaugnay sa nasabing forum. Ito'y handog sa atin ng UP National Engineering Center, Engineering Research and Development for Technology at UP Engineering Research and Development Foundation Incorporated. Ating muling pahinggan.
To open this morning's program, may I call on stage the chairperson of the Nuclear Energy Forum Steering Committee. Also, she's the Dean of the UP College of Engineering. Concurrently, is also the Executive Director of the UP National Engineering Center and is the Program Leader of the Engineering Research and Development for Technology Program. Let's all give a hand to Dr. Rosalinda L. De Leon.
A pleasant and blessed morning to all, and welcome to the 6th ERDT Congress, which has been dubbed the Nuclear Energy Forum. The Nuclear Energy Forum, as mentioned by G, is organized by the DOST Engineering Research and Development Technology, ERDT, the UP Engineering Research and Development Foundation Incorporated, or UP ERDFI, and the National Engineering Center in cooperation with the Department of Energy, and of course the Department of Science and Technology. I'd like to recognize the presence of my co-presenter of this forum, that's the UP ERDFI Chair and Engineer Pete Maniego Jr. To provide context to our activities today, let me give a short background on how this forum came to be, the rationale behind it, and the objectives of this whole day forum. A good number of you may have attended some of the conferences in the latter part of 2016 at the height of the public interest, which was stirred up by President Duterte's pronouncement ordering the Department of Energy to look into the possibility of reviving the Bataan Nuclear Power Plant, or the BNPP. That was last November. So there was this series of conferences. But even prior to that, various fora and seminars have been held to tackle the proposed revival of the BNPP and the use of nuclear energy in the Philippines in general. In these fora, as well as in news and opinion articles, both the pros and cons of nuclear energy were put forward. On the one hand, the potential contribution of nuclear energy for a more reliable and cost-effective power supply, which may eventually redound to increased global competitiveness of the country, have been highlighted. On the other hand, the serious associated risks, as well as the country's deficiencies on critical requirements for operating a nuclear power plant, have been voiced out quite strongly as well. So with this background, the organizers wanted to build on past conferences and achieve value added to the current discussions and debates on nuclear energy policy in the Philippines. Considering the long-term impact of government decisions, particularly on the inclusion of nuclear energy into its energy plan, the organizers, in consultation with the DOE and the DOST, agreed to hold this nuclear energy forum with very specific objectives, namely to provide decision makers and stakeholders with consolidated essential information on the international experiences and best practices on nuclear power, as well as critical issues that need to be addressed prior to its adoption. And in so doing, we are wanting to assist actually our decision makers in formulating a policy on whether to include or not to include nuclear power in the power mix. To this end, we have invited experts on nuclear energy policy and technology to share their learnings from first-hand experiences in planning, building, commissioning, and operating a nuclear power plant. Various aspects in the life cycle of a nuclear power plant will also be discussed, including human resources, emergency planning, waste disposal, and decommissioning. To put all these in the Philippine context, we have invited representatives from the DOST to share on the Philippine Nuclear Energy, the Philippine Nuclear Regulatory Framework, and from the DOE to share on the Nuclear Energy Program Implementing Organization, or NEPIO, and the Philippine Government Plan for a Nuclear Policy. A synthesis will be given at the end of what we expect to be a long day by Dr. Mili Ann Tamayao, the Deputy Director of the UP National Engineering Center. But I would like to address our ERDT scholars who are here, who are supposed to be sleeping in your homes because of the class suspension. I'd like to address you as well as your advisors. I'm aware that many, if not most of you, are interested in research topics that have nothing to do with nuclear energy. In fact, none of the 8 consortium universities offer a nuclear energy program. In UP Diliman, we have a nuclear energy course, nuclear energy engineering course, which is just one course under the energy engineering program. But we have not offered that for decades. But because the ERDT program is a program of national scope and significance, we believe it is important for our scholars to be informed and engaged on issues of national significance, such as nuclear energy. Might I suggest that one of your main takeaways, I'm addressing the ERDT scholars, your main takeaways from this forum would be the value of careful research and analysis in deconstructing a complex problem like the nuclear energy question. After all, that is what you are being trained here in ERDT to do. Tama po ba? Mga estudyante dyan. Okay, before I end, I would like to acknowledge the hard work put in by the NEF Organizing Committee, headed by Engineer Chato Calderon, the Vice President of UP ERDFE, and of course, Engineer Tito Aliga, Executive Director, UP ERDFE. Where are you, Tito? He's over there. I'd like to acknowledge UP ERDFE President Lily Tumbokon, who's also here, Dr. Billy Antamaya, of the Deputy Director of NEC, and Dr. Maynard Berana. Where are you, Maynard? There he is, the UPD Project Leader of ERDT. Of course, I'd like to acknowledge the NEC staff, Arlene, Gabs, and Annette, the ERDT staff of UP Diliman. They're all here. They're all over the place. And of course, the ERDT staff of all the ERDT consortium members who are serving as the secretariat for today. In closing, we would like to make it clear that this forum is neither endorsing nor denouncing the use of nuclear power in the Philippines. Furthermore, we believe that the billion peso question on the fate of the Bataan Nuclear Power Plant can only be answered once a nuclear energy policy has been put in place. Having said that, I invite everyone here to keep our focus on the primary aim of this forum, which is the dissemination of essential information pertinent to the crafting of a nuclear energy policy for the Philippines. And with that, I wish everyone a fruitful and informative day. Thank you very much.
To deliver the next message is in behalf of Secretary Alfonso G. Cusi of the Department of Energy. We wish to call on stage his Undersecretary Donato D. Marcos. So let's give a hand to USEC Marcos.
On behalf of the Philippine Department of Energy and the Energetic Secretary Alfonso G. Cusi, I would like to extend our appreciation to the University of the Philippines National Engineering Center, the Engineering Research and Development for Technology, and the UP Engineering Research Foundation Incorporation for organizing this forum and for giving us the opportunity to talk about our efforts with regards to nuclear energy. We greatly acknowledge the academy's involvement and assistance, spearheaded by the country's premier state university, the University of the Philippines, in crafting the country's energy policy through the conduct of forum like this, as well as extending their technical expertise through capacity building activities. In fact, DOE is an ongoing partnership with the UPCon Foundation Incorporation with the Energy Policy and Development Program under the auspices of the United States Agency for International Aid Development, or USAID. The EPDP was established to contribute the national policy making, specifically in the energy sector, and served as a think tank utilizing research, policy analysis, and capacity building while sharing their technical expertise with energy practitioners of the country. Now, the UPNEC and its partner institutions such as ERDT and UPERDFI have taken an active stance in the same endeavors for energy policy with this nuclear forum. The forum takes me back on August 2016 when we hosted for the first time the IAEA conference on the prospect of nuclear power in Asia-Pacific region with the assistance from the International Atomic Energy Agency and the International Framework of Nuclear Energy Cooperation. It was the fourth in a series of IAEA regional conferences being held for countries that may be contemplating or currently embarking on nuclear energy development. It brought together experts and stakeholders on nuclear energy from all over the world and provided a forum for information, guidance, and exchanges among interested member states in the Asia-Pacific region. Participants discussed common challenges and issues of interest and created greater awareness about the important aspects related to nuclear power as a potential energy source. Meanwhile, as part of the Philippine hosting of the 30th founding anniversary of the ASEAN, the DOE has also spearheaded the 7th annual meeting of the Nuclear Energy Cooperation Subsector Network and the associated meetings on nuclear security and nuclear capacity building in the ASEAN region in April 2017. These activities put into perspective the renewed interest among ASEAN member states to tap nuclear energy for peaceful or commercial use, as well as highlighting the importance of regional cooperation in ushering the nuclear renaissance. In the case of the Philippines, the DOE has always reviewed nuclear energy as a long-term option for power generation that will provide supply for security, stability, and reliability. We are cognizant of its technical and economic viability, and its inclusion will inevitably diversify our existing generation mix comprised of coal, natural gas, geothermal, hydropower, oil, wind, biomass, and solar. Apart from nuclear power, we are also looking into vast potential of liquefied natural gas as another clean and sustainable energy resource. Our recent outlook projection places the contribution of emerging energy technologies such as nuclear power and LNG at a high level of the total energy supply. Nuclear will form part of the 70% baseload requirements, while natural gas, as expected, will play a critical role in the 30% mid-merit and peaking capacity. The inclusion of these resources is consistent with our vision achieving a low-carbon future anchored on technology-neutral policy that will potentially increase supply reliability and make energy more affordable to consumers. With this goal, we plan to build up appropriate portfolio of installed and dependable energy capacities, especially for the power sector, for baseload, mid-merit, and peaking requirements, and to expand and put up more resilient energy infrastructure. Thus, we need to ensure that our energy resources will be able to meet the requirements of an industrialized economy that follows a projected growth path of 6 to 8%, and that is also able to provide opportunities for inclusive growth. In order to do this, our government must adopt the three I's, or incentives, investments, and innovations, when it comes to energy technologies. Putting these three concepts together, it simply means that our government needs to incentivize innovation on energy technologies to bring in new investments that will help address challenges of energy security, climate change, and energy affordability. Additionally, the DOE has put much effort to ensure the signing of Executive Order Number 30 by President Duterte. This executive order tags energy projects amounting to least $70 million as project of national significance, while creating the Energy Investment Coordinating Council with a mandate of streamlining the permitting process of energy projects. We hope that these developments will serve as an encouragement for possible investors in the country sector, particularly in the nuclear power. While the use of nuclear energy is still a contentious issue due to public concerns on radioactive waste disposal, safety of power plant operation, social acceptability, and need for political will, it is worthwhile to know that we now have this nuclear energy program implementing organization, NEPIO, created by the DOE to lead in the unified and coordinated efforts and activities relative to the conduct of various studies and research on increased awareness and appreciation of nuclear energy development in the country. Among the pressing and immediate tasks of NEPIO is to submit a national position on nuclear base on thorough inventory and assessment of facts and researches by December 2017 to the Office of the President. Thus, this nuclear forum is with relevance and essentially feeds into the aforementioned task of NEPIO, that it serves as a venue to share knowledge, discuss important issues and technology developments that will equip us with science-based information about nuclear energy. With a deeper appreciation of nuclear energy, we will be able to make informed decisions to whether or not to follow the path being taken by some of our ASEAN neighbors that are considering nuclear power in their energy portfolios, especially Vietnam, Malaysia, and Indonesia. I am glad that my colleagues from DOE, Yusek Wimpy, and Asek Jerpy will be coming here also, are here with me today, as well as to serve as resource speakers, and shall give you a more introspective discussion about the NEPIO and the status of our power development plan within the context of renewable and fossil-based power sources. It is with high hopes that I look forward to the success, to the successful conduct of today's forum. Maraming salamat po.
Magbabalik ang mga talumpati ni na UP College of Engineering Dean Dr. Rizalinda De Leon, Department of Energy o DOE Undersecretary Donato Marcos, Senator Sherwin Gatchilian at DOE Undersecretary Wimpy Fentabella sa Nuclear Energy Forum, Considerations and Essential Information. Ang DZUP ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ikaw ba'y guro ng math and science? Kung ganun, tara na at makinig sa programang tanging para sa'yo. Go Teacher Go! Tungkol sa mga bagong math and science teaching techniques, inain, hindi lang pang guro, pang estudyante pa. Go Teacher Go! Tuwing Webes, alas 4 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Araw-araw ba, ito na lang ang iyong naririnig? Eh teka, ito naman, naririnig mo pa ba? Huwag natin hayaan na tuluyang mawala at masira ang ating kalikasan. Protektahan natin ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Special Features.
Nagbabalik ang Nuclear Energy Forum Considerations and Essential Information sa DZUP Special Features.
The Senator and Chairperson, Senate of the Philippines Committee on Energy, to deliver his message, I'm pleased to welcome the Honorable Sherwin T. Gatchalian.
Let me just briefly discuss the role of the Senate. The role of the Senate, or the role of the legislators, to provide political mandate to whatever we decide. In terms of our energy mix. We also provide the overall policy direction. This is in tandem with the Department of Energy. And we provide the legislative framework. And this is actually one of the most important roles of the Senate, is to provide the legislative framework and the legislative agenda for a possible nuclear energy use. We also provide the policy consistency, and this is also very important, considering that our political life cycle is only 6 years. After 6 years, nagpapalit na ho ng presidente. And we have to make sure that the laws continue, no, even after 6 years. No, because nuclear energy is a long-term investment and a long-term activity. We also provide the check and balance for such policy. And one of the most important roles of the Senate is appropriations, the power of the purse. And if you do decide to enter the nuclear energy agenda, we have to make sure that we have enough funds to support and to regulate the industry. Another important role is to enter into international commitments. Based on our research, the Philippines signed 2 international commitments, the Convention on Nuclear Safety in 1994, and another Convention on the Safety of Spent Fuel Management, in 2001. So pumasok po tayo, pumirma po ang Pilipinas, but it was never ratified. Both conventions were never ratified by the Senate. And in international conventions like this, it has to be ratified by the Senate. Let me discuss a few laws concerning nuclear energy here in our country. We, in fact, enacted a few laws that concerns nuclear energy, and let me just go through it very quickly. In 1957, Republic Act Number 1815, which created the Philippine Nuclear Energy Commission. So as early as 1957, actually I'm quite proud, no? when we discovered that it, as early as 1957, the Philippines was already looking into the nuclear energy as part of its energy mix. And we created the Philippine Nuclear Energy Commission, and let me just discuss very briefly the powers of this Philippine Nuclear Energy Commission: to issue licenses to sell, buy, process, use, and or dispose of radioactive and fissionable materials, make arrangements for the establishment of nuclear reactor, conduct research and development, promulgate rules and regulation. So as early as 1957, we already have this idea of going into the nuclear energy, but however, at that time, the government was looking into operating its own nuclear power plant. Again, in 1958, Republic Act Number 2067 created the Philippine Atomic Energy Commission, and these are the list of the salient points of this Philippine Atomic Energy Commission. Let me just go through it very quickly. Establish laboratories for nuclear research and training, conduct research and development, issue rules and regulations, approve and facilitate the procurement of radioactive material, issue licenses, study and evaluate project proposals. 1968, Republic Act number 5207 was also enacted, and this is the Atomic Energy Regulatory and Liability Act of 1968. This actually gave birth to the first nuclear energy regulator. The Philippine Atomic Energy Commission is a regulator and acts as a quasi-judicial entity. So, nabuhay na dito yung nuclear energy regulator ho natin. Again, let me just go through very quickly the salient points of the Atomic Energy Commission. Establish and issue regulations and orders, including those for transport of atomic energy. License and regulate or prohibit the import or export of atomic energy. Issue licenses. Modify, amend, suspend, or revoke any license. Inspect activities and require reports. Hold hearings and conduct investigations. Issue, amend, and revoke such regulations. In 1987, Executive Order Number 128 was enacted, and this is actually converting the Philippine Atomic Energy Commission into the now what we call the Philippine Nuclear Nuclear Research Institute, known as PNRI. At that time, the regulator was actually scrapped, and the PNRI gave birth to the PNRI. Very quickly, the functions of PNRI: conduct research and development, operate and maintain nuclear research reactors and other radiation facilities, license and regulate activities relative to production, transfer, utilization of nuclear and radioactive substances. And we went through the annual report of PNRI. PNRI doesn't only look at the use of nuclear into our energy mix, but also the use of nuclear in other applications such as agriculture. So, marami hong pinag-aaralan po yung PNRI, and I think one of the most important activities is to find ways to apply nuclear, the study of nuclear, into our economy. And then in 1995, Executive Order Number 243, which created the Nuclear Power Steering Committee to provide policies, direction, monitoring, evaluation, and other functions. This Nuclear Power Steering Committee has several departments, and each department was tasked to study the different facets of nuclear energy. At that time, our energy sector was not deregulated yet, so NPC was the sole operator of our energy system. It was also tasked as the secretariat. And another law concerning nuclear energy is Republic Act Number 6969, which was enacted in 1990. This law is an act to control toxic substances and hazardous and nuclear waste. The law also covers importation, manufacture, processing, handling, storage, transportation, sale, distribution, use, and disposal of all unregulated chemical substances. So moving forward, looking at our existing laws and also international standards, definitely we have a long way to go. Para tayo nag-uumpisa dito po sa nuclear energy use. And we saw a lot of things that we need to fix and we need to adjust. We need to definitely address the lack of cohesion in policy direction. We also need to address this issue of not having a specialized agency. DOE right now is the de facto agency handling or promoting nuclear energy. We also don't have a dedicated regulator. Definitely, we also need to enhance our manpower, especially in terms of knowledge. And we also need to enhance research and development in nuclear energy. We also itemized what are the legislation that we need in order to move things forward. We need to have a legislation that deals with the creation of a dedicated regulator. Legislation on radiation protection, safety of nuclear facilities and decommissioning, emergency preparedness and response, processing of radioactive materials, transport of radioactive materials. We also need to create legislation on radioactive waste and spent fuel, nuclear liability and coverage, safeguards, export and import controls, nuclear security, physical protection, and illicit trafficking. So these are the list of legislation that we need to enact in order to move forward and to make sure that safety and security is maintained. We also compared the list of legislation in other countries. This one is from Korea. In Korea, they have 16 specialized legislation that deals with nuclear energy. And I think we can see how Korea, which is a advanced country using nuclear energy, has dedicated a lot of its legislation in addressing safety. And in France, they also have a list of legislation that deals with nuclear. They have, in fact, 18 different laws that deals with nuclear energy. Once again, thank you very much for inviting me, and congratulations to the organizers of this event. Thank you.
Kapatid tayo, wika ng ina mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng ina mo, sa laming ng pagkatao. Wika ng ina mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo.
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, Kasali Ka.
Noong nadapa ka sa sobrang kakulitan.
Mama!
Noong nag-break kayo ng boyfriend mo.
Mommy!
Noong bumagsak ka sa math exam mo.
Nay!
Noong kasama mo ang tropa.
Mama!
Noong gumraduate ka na cum laude sa kolehiyo.
Ma!
Ilang beses mo na ba natawag ang pangalan niya mula nang ipanganak ka? Kahit minsan ba nadugtungan mo na ito ng... Salamat po! Lagi nating iparamdam sa ating mga ina na sila'y mahalaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hindi ka ba napapagod o di kaya'y nagsasawa?
Sa ating mga tampuhang walang hanggang katapusan, napahid ng mga luha, damdamin at puso'y tigang.
Alam mo pala yung kantang yan?
Siyempre naman, ma.
Naku, eh panahon pa namin yan eh. Gusto mo, pakita kong mga tape niyan?
Ayos, mag-soundtrip tayo, ma.
O, sige.
Eto na, eto na, eto na.
Walang kupas ang ganda ng musikang Pinoy. Patuloy natin tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Suportahan natin ang musikang Pinoy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Yan ang madalas nilang sabihin. Pero paano ba yung gagawin?
Magtanim ka ng mga puno hanggang matapunan lahat ng mga bundok.
Mag-imbento ka ng renewable fuel. Ipatigil mo ang mining at logging sa buong mundo. Do!
Hindi kailangang bongga. Start small. Unplug. Tanggalin sa saksakan ang mga gadgets o appliances na hindi ginagamit. Ang matipid na paggamit ng kuryente ay pagtulong sa kalikasan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Uy, Han, ninanakawan yung kotse ng brad mo. Tigilan mo!
Huwag na natin pakilaman yan. Baka madamay pa tayo.
Ilang krimen na ba ang hindi na ibalita dahil lamang sa takot at pangamba? Makialam at magbigay alam.
I-report ang mga insidente ng krimen sa Patrol 117 o sa UP Diliman Police sa numerong 981-8500 Local 113. Bawat report ay malaking ambag sa ating pagpuksa sa krimen. Krimen, ating bantayan upang maiwasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chong Joy?
Napakasaya noon! Pati yung graduation ni Lin sa kolehiyo!
Naku! Nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon!
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ano ang pagkakatulad ni na Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Vincent Van Gogh at Michael Phelps? Lahat sila ay may Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder o ADHD.
Ang ADHD ay isang kondisyon na may sintomas ng kahinaan sa konsentrasyon, pagiging sobrang aktibo, at pagkilos ng padalos-dalos. Tulungan ang batang may ADHD na abutin ang kanyang potensyal. Kumonsulta sa doktor para sa tamang diagnosis at pangangalaga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Mommy, anong ginagawa nila?
Mommy, bakit sila nagbabarilan?
Wag po!
Mommy, bakit niya ginagawa yun sa kanya?
Mommy, natatakot ako!
Mommy, alin dyan ang tama?
Madaming tanong ang mga bata. Gabayan ang kanilang panunood.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
DZUP Special Features.
Nagbabalik ang Nuclear Energy Forum Considerations and Essential Information sa DZUP Special Features.
To deliver the next message, let me introduce our speaker, Felix William Bukid Fuentabella, commonly known as Wimpy, is the current Undersecretary for Power and the spokesperson of the Department of Energy. Wimpy Fuentabella hails from Tigaon, Camarines Sur, where he served as Congressman of the 4th, formerly 3rd, Legislative District. As a member of the House of Representatives of the Philippines, he pursued several bills, including the Anti-Money Laundering Act of the Republic Act 9160 and amendments to the Procurement Act or Republic Act 9184. Wimpy Fuentabella earned his Bachelor of Science in Business Administration in 1997 from the University of the Philippines. He started his Bachelor of Laws in the Ateneo Law School and continued it from San Sebastian College, Recoletos Institute of Laws. He passed the bar examination in 2009. Wimpy Fuentabella started his government career as a political affairs officer from 1997 to 2000, as chief of staff from 2007 to 2010. The Housing Commissioner of the Housing and Land Use Regulatory Board, or the HLURB, in 2010, and Deputy Secretary General of the Housing and Urban Development Coordinating Council, or the HUDCC, in 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big hand to USEC Felix William B. Fuentabella, Undersecretary of the Department of Energy.
Pag-umpisa na lamang natin sa paghahanap ng asawa, no? This is supply and demand. Para makita natin, kung i-consider natin ng isang manliligaw na tinatawag nating nuclear, ay isasama sa listahan na pwedeng mapangasawa sa ating mga suppliers, but we will look at the demand. Ano? Kumbaga sa babae, ano ba yung pag-uugali natin bilang users ng enerhiya at sino ang pwede nating makatapat? Sino ang pwede nating makasundo? Who will be able to match our required needs? So, my points of discussion will primarily focus on power situation and demand-supply outlook. Parang matchmaking. Para sa mga freshman, na naghanap ng boyfriend, sophomore, third year, fourth year, mga terminals, yung mga graduate na, at yung naghahanap pa. How do we match? And how do we, in doing so, approach this in a scientific manner na hindi na maibalik yung mga ginawa noon na ang isyung human rights or ang isyung mga pampolitikal ay siyang naging basihan ng mga desisyon para ipagpatuloy o ipagpaliban ang paggamit ng nuclear energy. Dahil kung titingnan natin ang ating malawak na karanasan, kung personalities lang ang titingnan, ayon sa sulat ni Jeronimo Velasco, nakasama yata ni Yusek Bumasang panoon. Yeah, it's in that green book. Ang interes ng Pilipinas sa nuclear ay nag-umpisa malamang sa interes ni ng Lopez Group noon. At ang mga nag-author ng mga batas nuklear ay mga galing sa Partido Liberal. Nakita ko yung mga pangalang joke no ba? Mga ganun. Tapos, ang nagpatuloy ng programa ay isang Marcos. Tapos, somewhere along the way, natigil. Kaya sana mga scientists na mag-desisyon. So, meron po tayong tinatawag na power development plan. This power development plan examines it as a numbers-based or data collection at analysis para makita kung ano yung situation natin. Why? We look at it from the point of view of the consumers, sa point of view ng dalaga. Ano ba ang kailangan niya galing sa kanyang pag-uugali sa paggamit ng enerhiya? Ang lumalabas ay 70% dapat base load, 20% dapat medium range, at 10% dapat peaking. Maraming nagtatanong, ano ba ang 70% base load? Kung sa basketball, ang base load ay ang pagtakbo ng planta na 24/7. Kung ikukumpara natin sa basketball, para siyang gwardyang takbo ng takbo at hindi napapagod. At isa ang nuclear sa may kakayahang mag-base load. So kung magre-recruit tayo ng players, 70% gwardya. Kasi yun ang katapat. At 20% yung tumatakbong 12 hours to 18 hours, tinatawag nating medium range. Sa basketball, parang forward. At kung peaking plant ay less than 12 hours, mabilis mapagod, sentro. Noong 2016, ang installed generating capacity natin has already reached 21 gigawatts. 2016 po yan, pero noong 1990, ang installed capacity natin ay umaabot lamang sa almost 7 gigawatts. Ganon kadami. Ang pinakamalaki sa share ay yung coal. Pangalawa yung renewables at 32%. Ang renewables ay tandaan lang yung katagang big show. Biomass, B, BI. G, geothermal. S, solar. H, hydro, ocean, and wind, OW. At may mga natitira na oil-based at not gas na 32% din. So nakikita natin sa paghahalong yan, obviously, Meron tayong planta ng nuclear pero walang tumatakbo. Sa Luzon, ang installed capacity 2016 ay umaabot sa almost 15,000 gigawatts. Ang installed, ibig sabihin yan, yung capacity ng lahat ng planta. Pero ang dependable, yung pagtakbo niya talaga, ay umaabot lamang sa 13.6 gigawatts. Again, sa Luzon, coal ang pinakamatindi. Kumbaga sa mga gwardya, sa mga base load, coal ang superstar natin. 35% installed capacity. Ang renewables po dyan ay 27%. Pinakamalaki sa renewables yung hydro. Ang nat gas, yon. Medyo matindi yung laro niya rin, 22%. Yan ay dahil sa meron tayong malampaya. Pagdating sa Visayas, dependable capacity, installed capacity natin ay laki ng sa Luzon, 14 gigawatts. Ito, 3.2 gigawatts. At yung dependable capacity niya ay 2.8 gigawatts. Biglang lumiit. So makikita na natin yung ekonomiya, Visayas at Luzon. Luzon, napakalaki ng power requirement. Ang matindi dito ay yung RE share niya. Marami siyang geothermal at marami ding solar. Anong ugali ng renewables kung sa asawa? Pag sinabing variable renewable energy, tulad ng solar at wind, meron po siyang kakaibang ugali. Kaya nga siya variable dahil now you see me, now you don't. Kaya meron din tayong tinatawag na mga insentibo sa kanya na pag nag-produce siya, if the variable renewable energy produces power, there is a must-use policy sa atin. So, dapat siyang gamitin. So, kung sa player, ang sinasabi dyan ay, coach, gusto ko maglaro, palaroin mo si variable renewable energy. Coach, ayoko maglaro, upo ako, uupo siya. No choice si Coach Chot Reyes. Ganun ugali. So that's RE. Variable RE. Maganda siyang ihalo sa mix. So yan ang itsura ng Visayas. Pagdating naman sa Mindanao, malaki ang RE niya dahil sa yung Agus Bulangi Complex, yung pinakatuktok niya po ay nandoon sa Lake Lanao at nandun po yung Marawi City. Napakahalaga ng Marawi City sa atin. So, nandun ang pinakamataas na hydro. So, ganun ang capacity niya. Pero kung napapansin natin, maliit din ang pumapasok na requirements sa Mindanao. Mas maliit pa nga doon sa Visayas. Grabe ano? Pag tinitingnan natin yung sukat, how we utilize, how we measure energy use, you can already measure the economy. You can already see how productive we can be. Pwede siyang maging pasihan. So ang nangyari sa atin, yung gross generation natin reached 90,797 gigawatt hours in 2016. Iba na yung kwento. Pagbuo na, kabuuan, gigawatt hours na ang ginagamit natin pang sukat. Ang nangyari dyan, it translate to a 10% increase from the previous year. Kasi nung nakaraan, 2015, ang na-generate natin ay 82,413 gigawatt hour. Yung fossil-based generation natin, yung fossil, conventional, tulad ng oil, gas, at saka coal, was almost 76%. At yung natitira ay RE, 24%. Generation on a per-grid basis shows that coal's contribution in electricity production ranges from 41% to 50%. Renewables share, on the other hand, cannot also be discounted as it remains a resource fully utilized in all the three major grids, Luzon, Visayas, at Mindanao. Pag sinabi pong grid, yun po yung pagkokonekta ng transmission line. Kaya marami nagsasabi, ano ba yung grid? Yan po yung superhighway, parang SLEX. Ano po yung distribution line? Ayan po yung mga parang barangay road. So, natural gas and oil-based generation reveals glaring differences between the grids. Sa Luzon, ang natural gas, major player. Dahil sa malampaya. Sa Mindanao, medyo marami pang oil, pero marami na rin nagbukas ng coal lately. At baka i-repair natin yung hydro kasi medyo meron tayong oversupply. So, konting pag-introduce ng Power Development Plan 2016 hanggang 2040. In the line of the Ambition 2040, ambition natin. Bakit po natin ina-align sa NEDA? Ito po kasi yung mga mag-i-engineer, mga gagawa nito in the future. Ang central planning body po natin under the Constitution ay yung NEDA. So makikita natin na meron tayong Philippine Electricity Profile, Performance Assessment, at Demand Supply Outlook. So makikita natin na based on the projection, ang peak demand, pinakamataas, ang peak demand ay pag nagbukas po tayo ng lahat ng gadgets natin. Halimbawa, ang isang tulad ng Novotel na mayroong lampas 12 stories, kaya po niyan in 1 second gumamit ng 1 megawatt. Ano po ba yung megawatt? So, yung bombilya ay minsan 2 watts. So, yung Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, ang annual average growth niya ay, ito ha, sa Luzon, 4.9%, sa Visayas, 6.8%, at sa Mindanao, 7.9%. Kaya medyo pag nagpa-project ang Department of Energy ng required na kuryente, tinataasan namin to 8%. Para suportahan ng infrastructure plans ng Dutertenomics. So, dahil dito, kailangan natin ng dagdag na about 44,000 megawatts or 44 gigawatts. Yan ang kailangan from this year hanggang 2040. Sa Luzon, we need an additional 24 gigawatts. Meron po tayong nilalagay pang 25% reserve requirement. 17.5% po dyan yung ancillary services ng transmission line. At yung natitira ay yung tinatawag nating replacement power. Dahil tayo po ay dinadaanan ng bagyo, earthquake, at minsan human-induced calamities. Sa Visayas, may kailangan po tayong almost 10,000 gigawatts by 2040. At sa Mindanao, 10.2 gigawatts. So, dahil sa mga numbers na ito, sana mas mangibabaw ang boses ng mga nakakaalam kung ano ang pwedeng maging role ng nuclear. Dahil kung kinukumpara natin sa mga basketball player, coal po ang naglalaro ngayon. At meron tayong tinatawag na pros and cons ng bawat teknolohiya. Kaya ang nais ni Secretary Cusi at ng Department of Energy ay magkaroon tayo ng technology neutral approach to base it on the capability of the technologies to match the requirements of the demand. At ano ang plus minus ng coal? CO2 emissions. Ano naman yung sa RE? Reliability. Ano naman yung sa nat gas? Malampayas running out and we don't have the infrastructure to import yet. So ano sa tingin nyo? Ano naman sa nuclear para tayong nag-import ng player? Magaling mag-dunk, mag-depensa, mag-rebound. Pero minsan, pag tinopak, it's really an approach that is a question on will it match our pag-uugali bilang Pilipino. Pabago-bagong isip, medyo mahirap mag-commit. So, ano sa tingin nyo? napaka sa millennial sa kayo na makasagot. So maraming salamat. Sana nakatulong po ang presentation ito sa forum.
Napahinggan natin ang mga talumpati ni na UP College of Engineering Dean Dr. Rizalinda De Leon, Department of Energy o DOE Undersecretary Donato Marcos, Senator Sherwin Gatchalian at DOE Undersecretary Wimpy Fuentevella sa Nuclear Energy Forum Considerations and Essential Information na inihandog sa atin ng UP National Engineering Center, Engineering Research and Development for Technology at UP Engineering Research and Development Foundation Incorporated. Maraming salamat mga kasali! Like our Facebook page at DZUP Specials. Abangan ang susunod na episode ng DZUP Special Features from Tuesday to Friday 9 to 10 a.m. On Thursdays, join us as we highlight iba't ibang tunog ng college radio sa Pilipinas on DZUP Special Features College Radio Edition. Got events you want to be covered by UP Diliman's official radio station? Send your proposals to dzup.marketing@gmail.com. Ako si Gian Librojo, magandang umaga.